This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, yes, let's go to war. We've got our new phone number. It's in. Everything else has been made perfect on the show. Now we've got the phone number, so all is perfect. National toll-free number. I don't care if you're in Vegas. I don't care if you're in Connecticut. I don't care if you're in San Antonio. If you're in Dallas, if you're in Lexington, Kentucky, wherever you are in the country listening to this show and all our great affiliates, it's the same toll-free number. A brand new number. Write it down. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Yes, that's an 800 toll number. 833 is a new toll-free exchange. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Call in and talk to Wayne Allyn Root. Debate with Wayne Allyn Root. Rap with Wayne Allyn Root. Expand with Wayne Allyn Root. We've got you. Call in. All right. Lots of breaking news. Another great day in Trump land. I've got a great commentary to read you. Harry Reid and the liberal voter ID scam exposed. But I'm going to mention a few hot stories just in. First of all, the Inspector General, who recommended criminal charges against Andrew McCabe, is now investigating James Comey over leaking classified information. I'm telling you, everything I said would come true is going to come true. They're going to prison. They are going to prison. I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here, indictments are coming down. At the same time, that's happening in a attempt to distract from you. Weapons of mass distraction. The Democratic Party sues Russia, Trump, and WikiLeaks for conspiring to hurt Hillary in the 2016 election. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump won because I waded out into those crowds when I opened for Trump. Not once, not twice, six times. I waded out into those crowds, and I got to know the people in those crowds, and they were forgotten Americans. They are the silent majority. They are working-class Americans. They are middle-class Americans. Yes, they're primarily white working-class and middle-class Americans, but there's nothing racist about that. They weren't white because they don't like someone who's black or someone who's Asian or someone who's Hispanic or whatever it is. They just felt lost. They felt no one's fighting for them. It's the same reason I wrote a book called Angry White Male. There wasn't a single word in my book that was anti-anyone. It wasn't anti-black, anti-Hispanic, anti-Asian, anti-Jewish. Heck, I'm Jewish. It wasn't anti-anyone. It's pro the lost silent majority that's forgotten, that no one takes care of, that no one cares about, that no one gives a damn about. Working class, middle class white Americans, no one cares about. And when I waded into those crowds, there they were coming out for Donald Trump, loving Donald Trump, exuding love for Trump because nobody ever cared about them before or mentioned them or singled them out before or understood that the white, middle class, and working class of this country were being forgotten, and no one ever resonated with that group before. That's why Trump won the election. It wasn't because Russia. If anything, Russia wanted Hillary to win the election. Hillary was the perfect patsy to win the election. Are you kidding me? There's never been a greater candidate for Russia than Hillary. If they got involved in the election, it was for Hillary. Why? Because they could blackmail her. Hillary's dirty. Everything about her, her sex life, you can blackmail her, I guarantee you. Her and Huma, blackmail them. Are you kidding me? You can blackmail her over the emails and what was in the emails. You can blackmail her over Seth Rich. You can blackmail her over the private server in the bathroom. You can blackmail her over sending personal emails against the law to Obama, who was receiving them with personal emails. You can blackmail her for stealing the Democratic primary. You can blackmail her for being in cahoots with a Watergate-like attempt to steal the general election by spying and eavesdropping on Trump. You can blackmail her on the Uranium One deal and the Clinton Foundation. Russia had Hillary in their pocket. They wanted Hillary to win. She gave them the uranium deal. year, Hillary's the one who fixed the election with Russia. And so their goal, like Saul Alinsky taught liberals, is to dissuade people, confuse people, make people just absolutely get confused and make it a complicated picture. Make it like it's Trump that's doing it, and then pretty soon, nobody knows. All right, so breaking story, Inspector General investigating James Comey over his leaks of classified memos, and the Democratic Party suing Russia, Trump, and WikiLeaks for conspiring to hurt Hillary in the election. And here's the response from the Trump camp. I love this. They responded to the frivolous DNC lawsuit by warning of, quote, aggressive discovery phase. Everything will be on the table. This is great. You don't think Trump is hinting we know you murdered Seth Rich? Of course that's what Trump is hinting. We know you stole the election. We know you tried to steal the general election. We know you were in cahoots with the government in trying to eavesdrop on me. We know you stole the uranium in return for a bribe. And we know you killed Seth Rich. And we're going to find it all out in discovery. Everything will be on the table. All right, so I love it. This is the way Trump plays the game. It's the way Trump plays the game. Nunes, Devin Nunes, Trey Gowdy, and Goodlatte all go nuclear after the Comey memos are released. How do we all know what's in the Comey memos? Who released those? First of all, here's the thing that bothers me. Is everybody stupid? Anybody can write anything. Anybody can write anything. Do you understand that? So Comey says, here's memos of what Trump said to me and what I said to him. You could just completely make that up. Completely make that up. And how would anybody know? You believe what he says? Come on. Ridiculous. But the point is, how did they get out? Now, here's the other big thing. I've been saying from the beginning that the key to this government conspiracy has always been Obama. Everything that happened in 8 years, Obama knew. Obama was anal retentive. Anybody could see that. But everyone around him admits Obama's anal retentive. And I'm not referring to his sex life, no. I'm referring to the fact that he has to know every detail of everything around him. That's the definition of anal retentive. You're a person whose fingers are in everything. Nobody can even pick flowers on your desk without you having a say in what the flowers are. You can't even leave your secretary alone for that. That's called anal retentive. And Obama was anal retentive. He had to know everything. So he was overseeing the spying. He was overseeing the unmasking. He was overseeing Hillary's crimes. And who oversaw everything for Obama? All the years I was in business, I had a general manager. His name was Hollis. Hollis did everything for me. Well, Obama has a general manager, per se. It was Valerie Jarrett. It was always Valerie Jarrett. Well, here's some new news that I'll bet you never know. Guess who was the CNN DOJ reporter, Department of Justice reporter, when James Comey told Trump he was being pressured by CNN about the dossier? On Thursday night, the much-anticipated Comey memos were finally released. The memos show Comey has not been honest with the public about his meetings with Trump. The memos also show Comey likely broke the law. In one exchange, Comey told Trump that CNN was pressuring him about the anti-Trump dossier. Former FBI Director James Comey wrote in a newly released memo, pressure from news outlets, CNN in particular, convinced him to brief then-President-elect Donald Trump on the infamous Steele dossier during a meeting at Trump Tower. I said media like CNN had the dossier and were looking for a news hook, Comey wrote in a memo. I said it was inflammatory stuff. They would get killed for reporting straight up from the source reports. 4 days after that meeting, CNN published a story revealing the existence of a salacious report alleging the Russian government had compromised Trump. The CNN story was referring to what's now known as the dossier, an unverified 35-page report written by former British spy Christopher Steele. And by the way, that dossier was paid for by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. He didn't tell that to Trump. That's a crime right there. So how do you suppose James Comey knew that CNN was about to run the salacious anti-Trump dossier? And who could have been pressuring leaker James Comey with the discredited dossier? Guess who started working at CNN covering the DOJ around this time? Valerie Jarrett's daughter, Laura. Did you know Laura Jarrett on CNN is Valerie Jarrett's daughter? Laura Jarrett was hired by CNN in the fall of 2016. You little spoiled brat. You wouldn't be anything but a person who went and got paper clips and coffee. Thousands of people try for these jobs, and 999 of 1,000 can't get them, no matter how smart they are, no matter how beautiful they are, no matter how accomplished they are, no matter how great their resume is, no matter what college they went to, no matter whether it's Harvard. It doesn't matter. It's always one out of 1,000. 999 get rejected. One gets the job, but it's always someone whose mommy is Valerie Jarrett or whose daddy is Mario Cuomo. That's how Chris Cuomo got his job at CNN. Only Wayne Root. I'm the only guy in the world who went from my mommy and daddy's bedroom to trying out for CNBC and got picked over thousands of people to replace their lead anchor man in 1989. And I was a nobody and my father was a butcher. I never met anyone in the TV business like me, ever. Ever. Unbelievable. Valerie Jarrett's daughter, Laura Jarrett. Wow. Here's the report. CNN hires Valerie Jarrett's daughter. CNN has assigned the daughter of one of President Obama's top advisors to cover the Department of Justice. The network announced in a press release that Valerie Jarrett's daughter, Laura, will be one of four reporters to cover the Justice Department in 2017. Jarrett had long wanted to work in TV news. Well, good for you. So does everybody else, little Laura Jarrett. Though being an objective reporter was not her original goal, she told Vanity Fair in a 2009 Bright Young Things profile her chief ambition was to work as a TV news legal analyst. Her favorite cause was promoting civil rights and social equality for women and minorities. How did I ever guess that? Oh, I never would have guessed that. What a shocker. What a shocker. Social justice is your goal, and you tried to destroy Donald Trump. Wow. Wow. And did Comey collude with Mueller? Judicial Watch sues the DOJ for Comey-Mueller communications. Of course they colluded. Of course they colluded. I'll read you a little later in the show this piece about Comey and Mueller and Rosenstein and McCabe. They all four of them keep popping up for the last 25 years to help the Clintons in all kinds of different agencies and departments in key positions to always save the Clintons and the Obamas. Comey and Mueller and McCabe and Rosenstein should rot in prison for the rest of their miserable, pathetic, disgraceful lives. FBI stands for Fake News in Non-Investigation. What a joke. What a joke the FBI now is. Wayne Allyn Root war now. What a sad moment for America. But we're taking them all down and we're taking the swamp down. We'll see you in a sec. Root, I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country.
But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Attention! Sorry, I'm...
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wayne on the Roof War now. We got a new phone number for everybody. Nationwide toll free, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. This show is sponsored by the great Tangible Investments. They're the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle. You'd be shocked how heavy a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle is with your guide for investing, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. So receive your free American Silver Eagle. Be among the first 100 right now at 800-780-9000. Company's been in business 30 years, and their number one best-selling product, their main product, has beaten the Dow by a 3-to-1 margin since 1970. Call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. This show comes to you from the entertainment capital and the low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA. Thank you to Edward Stoltz, KBET's owner, operator, founder, first guy gave my shot on radio, and boy, did he make a good bet. And also great thanks to Fred Weinberg, who gave me my great shot on national syndicated radio. Thank you, Fred. Most caller-friendly show in America. Again, I repeat, new toll-free number, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. All right, so let's grab a call. We've got one. We've got John on the line. John wants to talk about how Vegas can overcome the swamp. And Vegas is still my favorite place, my home, my flagship with KBET. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Wayne. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to tell you real quick. I know.
John, are you there? He's disappeared on us, and again, it's probably because he's on his cell phone, and the cell phone just happened to break out wherever he was. He lost him. He's gone. So simply call back again, John, and we'll take you then. In the meantime, lots of interesting news stories I want to talk to you about. And, you know, one of them I mentioned yesterday, and I want to repeat it because it's so important. The Democratic Party is like herpes. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And so the Democrats announced their dream platform includes free health care for all, nationalized health care, like the nightmares in England and Canada and all over the world where people, have operations canceled for months at a time, where people can't get scheduled for years at a time, where people get sick and they have to wait like 8 hours on a gurney in the emergency room while they're bleeding, where people can never get a private room, where you're in a room stacked 8 deep and it smells of pus and poo. that's nationalized health care, folks. Democrats have a dream platform of nationalized health care run by the same government that runs the IRS that was shut down on the day of tax day. The same government that in New York City had a sexual trafficking hotline and gave out the wrong phone number. The same government that loses, I think it's $50 every time a butt sits in a seat in Amtrak anywhere in the United States. They lose $50. So their business plan must be keep people away. Every time they sit down, we lose money. We don't need any people. Let's run empty trains. That's got to be your business model. If you lose money every time someone sits down, then you don't want anyone sitting down. That's the joys of incompetent government. How about the veterans that died waiting for treatment at the VA? They died waiting because they were purposely put on waiting lists. That's government. And now Democrats want government to run your health care, and they want reparations for black people because of the freaking Civil War, and they want free college for all. There's no such thing as free college for all. My kid's going to college at $70,000 a year. If you gave everyone free college, do you know what the debt would be? The national debt now is $21 trillion. 10 of it added under Obama. They're not happy. They want it to be $100 trillion, $200 trillion, $300 trillion. We could take off for space, a spaceship with the national debt in it. It would reach to the moon. This is Democrats. So you want my kids to go to college for free, $70,000 a year? Well, I'd love that. Except my taxes would go from 50% to 99.9%. Because I wouldn't be just paying for my kid for free. I'd pay for everyone's kid for free. But wait, there's always a catch. You know what it usually means? My taxes would go up. My taxes would double or triple because I'd be paying for all the poor people's kids for free. And then you and I would still have to pay for our kids because they'd say only poor people get it free. So you get to still pay the full bill and they get it completely free, paid for by you with higher taxes. This is the insanity of the Democratic Party. And don't forget, they also want to repeal the Trump tax cuts. And, of course, they'll say it's because it increases the debt and the deficit. You mean Obama didn't increase the debt and the deficit? It went up $10 trillion. It doubled all the debt of America in the history of America from George Washington to the last president before Obama, George W. Bush. That was with tax increases, all because of spending, you mad men and mad women. Wow. Just insanity squared with the Democratic Party. But thank God for them. Democrats are herpes. Just remember that. Democrats are herpes. I'll be right back. War now. In Allen Root, just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
USA Radio News.
Students in Florida, Colorado, and Washington, D.C. joined more than 2,700 planned walkouts coast to coast today, marking the 19th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting in an effort to push for stronger national gun control. A student in Atlanta, Georgia, explains why she is protesting.
The best thing that we can do is keep our momentum, because when people forget about it, they don't pay attention to it when they're voting.
Jurors got a look today at Bill Cosby's travel records as his lawyers made the case that he never visited his suburban Philadelphia mansion in the month he is accused of drugging and molesting a woman there. Cosby is charged with 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. He's saying the sexual encounters were consensual. And finally, a final look at your numbers on Wall Street as we end the week down 201 points to close the week at 24,462. Once again, you are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The New York Times number one seller, Portraits of Courage by former President George W. Bush, is a vibrant collection of oil paintings and stories that honor the sacrifice and courage of America's military veterans. Available in a standard hardback edition, as well as a deluxe boxed edition signed by President Bush himself. Go to patriotdepot.com/portraitsofcourage to get yours today. Use coupon code USA Radio to save 10% off your entire order.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you.
now. By the way, this just in, breaking news from Fox News. North Korea suspends missile testing, closing nuclear test site. Donald Trump has scored again. Donald Trump is bringing world peace to the world. Who would have ever expected it? Just like no one ever believed Nixon would bring new friendly relations between the United States. It makes when you have a president who no one believes in, but who is strong, who has a backbone. Great job, Donald Trump. This segment of the show is sponsored by Bullet Blocker. Let's hope you never need it. This is one of those products you hope you never need, but you better have it just in case. Sometimes you find a product and you just go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former deputy sheriff, Joe Curd invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. Bullet Blockers gives your kids the gift of life, stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com. Enter code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can't forget that. And save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com. BulletBlocker.com. All right, we've got a guest here, Jonathan Williams from the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, A-L-E-C, chief economist from ALEC, and he's got a new report out, the 11th edition of Rich States, Poor States. It's their State Economic Competitiveness Index. You say that fast five times. State Economic Competitiveness Index, say that five times, ranking the economic competitiveness of all 50 states. Yeah, I got it down now, Jonathan. How are you?
Hey, doing great, and thanks for having me back on the show, and greetings from the land of make-believe here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, so listen, the reason I had you on the show is because I like this topic. I'm a bit of a policy wonk, and I love this topic, and I asked Andrew Paul, my producer, to get you on the show because I live in Nevada, and we live next door to horrible California, and we have zero income tax, state income tax, and they have, I think it's 13.3% state income tax, the highest in America, and they have the highest gas taxes in America, and they have the highest business tax in America, and 50 other categories of the highest taxes, and the highest workers' compensation, and everything else you could imagine, and I think it's a great kind of example in life to compare California and New York and other high-tax states with Nevada and Texas and Florida, zero state income tax states, and show us the difference in economic competitiveness. So that's why you're on. That's the reason I get excited. So enlighten us all, Jonathan.
Well, this is the 11th edition of Rich States, Poor States, which I author every year with Art Laffer, Ronald Reagan's economic advisor, of course, and our friend Stephen Moore from the Heritage Foundation. And what we wanted to do is give lawmakers and the public at large a barometer by which to judge their state's competitiveness versus the other 49. And just taking off of the founders' concept that we have these 50 laboratories of democracy, they wanted a free trade zone across the states. And may the best state win. And it turns out the states that value freedom, the states that go without a personal income tax, I think those nine are exemplary states in terms of their economic performance. And every year for the last 11 years now, we've been measuring that. And all of your listeners can go to richstatespoorstates.org and see how their state ranks.
So tell us about my state, Nevada, and how it ranks compared to California, the high-tax state next door.
Well, no surprise to you or your educated listeners in that Nevada far outranks California. You've seen this movement, as we talk about in the book every year, how people vote with their feet. They vote with their pocketbooks. They're leaving states like California and New York and Illinois and Maryland in droves, and they're going to places like Nevada, Texas, Florida, Arizona, Utah. You know, Nevada not having a personal income tax is a key feature. Nevada ranks 13th in Rich States, Poor States this year. California comes in at 47th, and so it's huge. It's a stark difference, and you've seen it firsthand, that people moving across the state line, California trying to do everything it can to capture that income as it leaves, but it's a futile effort, as now millions of Americans are leaving high-tax states like California and flocking to states that actually value individuals, value business development. It's a great experiment that we're witnessing every single year.
Yeah, I'm just really shocked that we're number 13, because whenever I see studies of, like, the most business-friendly states in America, Nevada's number 1, 2, or 3. When I see the lowest taxes in America, we're usually number 1, 2, or 3. I think usually Alaska and one other state, Wyoming, are ahead of us, and then we're the third lowest taxes in America. And so why are we only number 13? First of all, what is this based on? Tell me all the measurements you use to get us to 13 and California to 47.
So broadly speaking, we measure taxes, regulation, and labor policy, and looking at those, we look at 15 equally weighted factors in those categories to come up with our economic outlook ranking, which has remained consistent since 2007 when we put it together initially. And, you know, yeah, absolutely. Nevada does very well on the no personal income tax side. A couple of things do weigh it down a bit. The big one really being is the enactment of the new business tax on gross receipts. That was passed by liberal Republicans teaming up with liberal Democrats, as you know, in Nevada, that really threw taxpayers under the bus. That's probably the biggest factor for why Nevada ranks outside of the top 10, because otherwise the personal income tax being zero is such a key factor. It really is. When you look at, and we have 15, but you people always ask me as I travel all 50 states, what are the most important of those 15? And it's income taxes on businesses, income taxes on individuals, right to work status as a state. In a lot of cases, states that have death taxes still is a huge factor for out migration, especially those at the, you know, looking at retirement, looking at destinations. It's not just the weather they're going for. They're going to places like Florida and Texas for the tax reasons as well.
Right. So let me mention a couple of things. I'm going to fight on behalf of my Nevada, okay? Because I hated that tax, by the way. I can't stand that tax. I thought it was a tragic mistake. I'd like to see it repealed. I believe it's up on the, I think it's up for referendum this year. So I think we can vote against it and knock it out. But if my memory serves me. But either way, here's my point. It only applies to companies that do over $4 million a year. Up to $4 million, the tax rate is zero. There is no business income tax in Nevada if you make up to $4 million a year. So I would argue with zero personal income tax and no business tax up to $4 million a year, only above it, and zero, as you say, death tax, and zero capital gains tax, and one of the 10 lowest property taxes in America, and it is a right-to-work state, I can't believe we're not in the top five.
Well, you know, a few of those factors, and I think if I'm not mistaken, it that the business tax kicks in at the gross profits of that level instead of the net profits.
Correct. That's correct. So, no, I agree, and I hate it. I told you. I agree with you. I hate it. But, you know, I hate to sound like a kind of a Democrat here, but I don't know anyone who does over $4 million a year. All my friends are small businessmen. We own restaurants. We do $1 million a year. We do $500,000 a year. I don't know anyone who does $4 million. Walmart does $4 million. Walgreens does $4 million. I don't feel bad for them. I think what matters is personal income tax and small business, and small business doesn't do over $4 million. So I just think it's a factor. It's negative. It's bad. I wouldn't have done it. I would have voted against it 100 out of 100 times. Don't get me wrong, Jonathan. I'm against it. But my point is, if you're going to have a business tax, then let it be on $4 million or above. And by the way, where does Texas rank? Because they've got the exact same gross receipts tax. The horrible one we've got was patterned after theirs. Where are they in the top 15?
Yeah, they just rank a couple of spots away from Nevada. They're in the top 15, but not in the top 10. They fell down a little bit this year as well. They had some big pension problems, as you probably saw in the news, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, during bankruptcy because of some of these huge debt and unfunded liabilities. I mean, that's another factor that we take a look at in rich states, poor states, which certainly weighed them down. And absolutely, I mean, the issue on the business tax side is, I think, and I was actually just with Nevada Comptroller Ron Connect, a good friend of mine, last night here in Washington, a good free market guy, and both of us were agreeing on the fact that the problem necessarily isn't that the rate is so high at the moment on this business tax in Nevada, it's that it's so easily able to be adjusted upwards whenever there's a new budget crisis that's invented by these big tax spenders.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you mean, by the way, adjusted downward, not upward. In other words, it starts at $4 million. They could drop it to $2 million tomorrow. They could drop it to $1 million tomorrow. So that would be a disaster. I agree. But I'm gonna fight for my state. I just think we should be ahead of Texas because they've got the exact same business tax as we do, and they've got the exact same zero income tax as we do, but we still have very, very cheap property taxes. And you buy the same house in Vegas, and the property taxes are $2,000 a year. The same house in Texas is $4,000 or $6,000 a year. So I don't know how Texas could ever be rated higher than us. They have really high property tax, among the highest in the nation. That makes up for their zero income tax. We don't, because, of course, we have gambling. So that pays a lot of the taxes in the state. We even have legalized prostitution, which pays a bunch of taxes. So now we have legalized marijuana that Texas doesn't have that pays a lot of our taxes. So we're very smart. We're free market. We're libertarian. And we let people do what they want to do, and that means taxes are lower. I would put Nevada in the top five, and I would put Texas, you know, probably where it is, number 11. I don't know how we got to 13. That's my only argument with your listing.
Well, yeah, Texas actually comes in at 14, so you beat them out slightly. But your point's well taken, and, you know, I do think that the personal income tax, if we were to weight this index, we'd do it equally weighted just for simplicity's sake. Everyone could go around and play around with the variables to see how Nevada would change based on different changes to policy. But I think you're right, is that right to work and personal income tax are the most important variables, because small businesses do pay on many sides or many states on the personal side of the income tax.
Yeah, exactly. So even, by the way, even if I did $4 million a year, which I wish I did, but I don't, if I did $20 million a year, I wouldn't pay that business tax. I'd always have a subchapter S or a LLC. So it would fall down to my personal level and I'd still pay zero. I don't think that applies unless you have a C Corp, right?
Well, I don't know the definition of it. They may have roped in some of the small business community. I know with some of the gross receipts taxes, the definitions do incorporate small business into that, like Washington State's business and occupation tax, the B&O tax. It's, you know, it's so alluring, though, with the low rate, and it's so easy to raise it by a fraction, and it gets a ton of new revenue or take down the exemption. Either way, that's what Ron Connect and I were talking about last night. Is
hey, Jonathan, we'll be back in a sec. Jonathan, I got to cut you off because we're coming back. The music means we got an ad break. Hang on. We'll come back and talk about the top five. Who are the five best states in America? Who are the five worst? Wayne Allyn, Warren Al.
Being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, PrepareWithWayne.com. PrepareWithWayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or PrepareWithWayne.com.
War now. Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Let's continue with our guest, Jonathan Williams of ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. Good guys. He's the chief economist. They are conservatives. They are for lower taxes. They are for less regulations. They are for economic freedom, and we love them for that. They've just released their 11th edition of Rich States, Poor States, the ALEC Laffer State Economic Competitiveness Index, ranking all 50 states. And Jonathan Williams, welcome back to the show. Jonathan, are you there?
I'm here.
There you go. Hey, so let's talk about the top five states. I'm so angry that Nevada is number 13 and Texas is number 14. What the heck is in the top five? By the way, did Utah make the top five?
Absolutely. Utah's number one once again, 11 years in a row at number one.
So here's what I don't get. In most studies I see now, so I'm not criticizing you, in almost every study I see of business competitiveness, Utah's always number one. Sometimes Nevada's number three in the top five, but Utah's number one. But Utah has a 5% state income tax on the personal individuals. So if I make $1 million a year, I pay $50,000 a year in Utah. If I make $1 million in Las Vegas, I pay zero. How could Utah be one and we could be 13 when they have such high individual income taxes? 5% is not high compared to New York or California, but it's far higher than a zero tax state like Nevada, Texas, or Florida. What else are they doing so great that catapults them to number one?
Well, you know, there's a couple things that Utah has done very well, and they just reduced their income tax rates below 5% on business and personal this legislative session. But what they'll do on the other side is the pension reform is what I think is they did in 2011 that has set them up for success. Is they basically capped these massive unfunded pension obligations back then and really have removed a huge future tax increase that businesses are looking at when they're investing in states, or in the case of Illinois, not investing, because they know that those massive pension obligations are going to be a future tax increase on the business community. So I think Utah set themselves up very well for success there. They also have a lower remaining tax burden outside of the three big major taxes, property, sales, and income. So Nevada actually has one of the highest remaining tax burdens outside of those three big taxes. And their sales tax is lower and burden-wise than Nevada's as well. So you can see why they could make up some of the difference, even though I agree with you that one of the most important variables is personal income tax variable. They realize that, and that's why they're starting to chip down on it this year.
I get it. You know, there's something that bothers me about Nevada, and I tend to blank it out and not talk about it. It's the car tax in Nevada. And I know in Utah, I can register a $100,000 car or a $200,000 car, and it's the same cost. It's $100 flat. And in Nevada, it's 2% of the value of your car. So a $100,000 car is $2,000 a year to register, and a $200,000 car is $4,000 a year to register. In Utah, it's $100. So I guess it's easy to add up real quick a lot of those little things like sales tax and car tax and maybe electric tax, and Utah's much lower in all those. So I get it now. I do get it. All right. So Utah's number one. Who's the rest of the top five?
So number two is a really interesting story, and that's Idaho. And they're the biggest winner this year, moving up eight spots from number 10 to number two. And it's really the untold story of federal tax reform that President Trump signed into law in December, is that it allowed now states to have unexpected resources, just like Ronald Reagan's tax reform of 1986 did, and allowing them to cut their state-level taxes, all the states that link their state income tax to the federal income tax, which is the vast majority of states. Idaho saw the biggest tax cuts in probably 20 or 30 years in the state this year because of federal tax reform, which empowered them to cut their state-level taxes. So a really fun success story directly coming out of federal tax reform success. They're followed by Indiana, North Dakota, and Arizona, rounding out the top five. So as you can see, there's a big regional piece in the top five, top 10 states. The Mountain West does very, very well in our index, and it's a very competitive region, obviously.
Now, hopefully I'm not catching you off guard, because I was just wondering if you know what Idaho's personal state income tax is, because it used to be very high. It was 10% or in that neighborhood. It's one of the highest in the country. Maybe it was 8 or 9%. Do you know what they cut it to by chance, Jonathan?
It's in the 6% range now, so they've cut it down pretty significantly. It's still too high, but they do have a lot of other good factors going for them as a state. Reasonable regulation, labor policy is sound. They became a right-to-work state 30 years ago, and they've seen the results of that. And so I think they've honed in on exactly the right thing. And one of the other variables in our index is recently legislated tax changes and signaling whether states are generally raising taxes or lowering taxes. And Idaho got a huge boost out of this recent tax cut in that category, and signaling that they want to reduce the burden of taxes on their citizens.
Got it. I'm shocked to hear Arizona as number five and my state, Nevada, as number 13, because Arizona is another one that has about 5% state income tax. I just always look at it as, you know, if I make several hundred thousand a year, I'm going to suddenly have to pay $40,000, $50,000 a year in taxes, or even in the case of Arizona, $25,000 in taxes. In Nevada, it's zero. I just can't believe they can make up for the rest of it in all the other taxes. I just don't believe it. I think you're using some factors like pensions that don't affect me on a day-to-day basis. I still think Nevada should be in the top five. But we're glad to have you on. Jonathan, where can people find all these rankings? Where do they go?
Go to richstatespoorstates.org. You can check out all 11 years.
richstatespoorstates.org, and you'll find all the liberal, deep blue states at the bottom. I guarantee it's New York, New Jersey, California, Maryland, and Illinois at the very bottom, right? Am I correct?
Absolutely right. The tax and spend mentality.
There we go. I didn't even know. I'm just guessing off the top of my head. I just thought Nevada would be in the top five. I'm disappointed. But Texas and Nevada are pretty darn good. They're pretty darn good. All right, Jonathan, thanks for coming on. Rich states, poor states. I love it. Wayne Allen Root War now. The rich ones are all Republican red, and the poor ones are all blue Democrat. No surprise. We'll be right back at you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.